The National Football League playoffs are in full swing. Four games take place this weekend. Tomorrow, the Carolina Panthers play the St. Louis Rams, and the Tennessee Titans play the New England Patriots. On Sunday, the Indianapolis Colts meet the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Green Bay Packers meet the Philadelphia Eagles. But the march to the Super Bowl has been upstaged this week by the ritual spinning of the league's coaching carousel. Four of the seven teams that canned their head coaches hired new ones this week, and they are mostly old names. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal is here to talk about the latest developments. Stefan, this seems to be a familiar pattern in the NFL. Once a head coach, always the chance to be a head coach again.
Yeah, it is. Leagues go through trends. The NFL hires college coaches, defensive specialists come into vogue, but retreads is a constant theme, and it's been a constant criticism in the NFL that the same coaches get hired over and over, preventing minorities and veteran assistants from the chance to wear the sidelines headset. And we are holding form this year. Three of the four coaches hired in the past week have NFL experience. It's a fallback on real familiarity. Dick Vermeil, 67 years old, came back, led the St. Louis Rams to the Super Bowl. 62-year-old Bill Parcells came back this season and took Dallas to the playoffs. And the latest entry in the Back to the Future movement is Joe Gibbs here in Washington. He's 63. He's been out of the game since 1993.
Well, the readers of the Washington Post woke up to the headline yesterday, "The Return of the King." Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls in 12 years as the Redskins coach. So some of this is understandable, but the reaction has been over the top.
Post columnist Tony Kornheiser wrote, "This isn't a coach, this is God." And the headline today in the Post evoked the religion of football again, answering the call, it said. And of course, there was the main picture on the front of the sports section, shot from ground up, Joe Gibbs emerging from a black overcoat against a gunmetal gray sky. All that was missing was the water beneath his feet. Now, the Redskins are a very particular Washington pathology, and certainly Gibbs is a terrific coach, but the NFL has changed a lot in the last 10 years. The players are bigger and faster. The payroll economics are more complex. When Joe Gibbs last coached in this league, there wasn't even a salary cap. So I'm wondering and reading all these hagiographies to Joe Gibbs, what's going to happen if he doesn't win?
Well, Joe Gibbs is many things, but one thing he is not is African-American. And the NFL has been pressured to improve its minority hiring. How's that going?
Well, one of the four guys that have been hired so far is African-American Dennis Green, former Minnesota Vikings head coach, now hired to coach the Arizona Cardinals. That brings to four of the NFL's 32 teams who have African-American coaches. There are other candidates out there, and they are being interviewed. Some are former coaches, some are assistant coaches. The question is how serious teams are and whether they are just going through the motions in interviewing minorities for fear of being penalized by the league if they don't. Last year, the NFL fined the Detroit Lions $200,000 when they didn't interview a minority candidate, and now they are threatening fines of up to $500,000. The process is good no matter what. Candidates will emerge who wouldn't otherwise.
So that's still a challenge for the league. Finally, there's a big business issue facing the NFL. This league has been known for an all-for-one and one-for-all approach to sponsorships and marketing. That might now be under threat.
Yeah, there's something called the NFL Trust, a 40-year-old agreement that centralizes the business operations of the league, television revenue, corporate sponsorship, licensing. It's the foundation of the NFL's success. All the national revenue is pooled and divided up equally. There are some teams, though, that think they could do better if they were out on their own, if they could cut their own deals for licensing and sponsorship. Jerry Jones in Dallas, Dan Snyder in Washington, they believe that if they had the ability to sell their own sidelines sponsorship, they can make more money than they do cutting it 32 ways. The problem is that if this doesn't get renewed, and if there's a vote, there's going to be a vote on this in March, it could undermine the hallmark of the league's success, this balance that the NFL has attained over the years.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks sports with us most Fridays. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.